When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, August 30th edition. Hope everybody had a great week and lots of great MLB content out there. Golf was a pitch and putt bonanza. We got football preseason wrapping up for us. College football week zero took place. Lots of great stuff. And you know what you can do? You can go to rotoballer.com to get covered for all your season-long and DFS needs. They got the draft kit for you that are still drafting this last week of NFL, plus the premium NFL package gives you season-long and DFS all wrapped into one, all the tools, everything you'll need for the entire NFL season. They're giving it 50% off right now. And if you use promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, you get an extra 10% off. So you don't want to miss it. Rotoballer.com. I write baseball there Monday through Friday. I do a cash game values article for NFL as well. So go check all that stuff out over there at rotoballer.com. Promo code Bubba to get an extra 10% off their current discount on the NFL premium package. Also, if you're new to the show, prizepicks.com. They just redid their app and their website. It is pretty darn awesome. It's DFS meets prop bets. Tons and tons of fun. All the sports. You can mix and match sports. It's great. And we talk about it in the Fantasy Degen Slack chat. We share news. We help each other out to have some fun there through all the sports. And if you're new to Prize Picks, when you download the app or you go to the website, you create your account, use promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, to get a first-time deposit bonus up to $100. You won't want to miss out. It's an absolute blast, especially with football coming up. We are going to have a field day covering some Prize Picks for you. If you give a rate and review to the podcast, MLB DFS Quick Hits, I would truly appreciate it. Help us out a ton. Also, check out the season-long fantasy baseball content at Benched with Bubba. Lots and lots of fun there coming at you Tuesdays and Thursdays. This week will be Monday and Thursday. Toby had to change his schedule up a bit, but we'll have that coming for you as well. Last week, I had Scott Chu of Pitcher List on Tuesday, and I had Brent Hershey from Baseball HQ on Thursday. Two great, great shows. Hope you guys check it out. Enjoy Benched with Bubba. All right, housekeeping in the books. Let's get at it. Nine games on a Monday to get you started on the week. We're almost into September, folks, about 4 weeks left in the baseball season. Totals on the slate. We have Phillies Nationals, 8.5. Orioles Jays, 9.5. Red Sox Rays, 8.5. Rockies Rangers, 8.5. Padres D-backs, 9. Brewers Giants, 7.5. Braves Dodgers, 9. Astros Mariners, 8.5. A lot of West Coast action on this slate. So buckle up, get ready. Let's talk pitching on this slate. Corbin Burns, the high price guy at 10-2. If you want to use him, I get it. I'm passing. I'm going to save some cash, go some other ways. Burns has been a little up and down at times. He's been great at times, too. So don't get me wrong. I respect this Giants offense. And it's not just a homer in me saying it. I respect this Giants offense. So I'll take a little breather off of Burns. I'll save some cash. And I'll start with guys like Zach Wheeler at $10,000 on the road at the Washington Nationals. Wheeler's come up 22 points against Tampa Bay after a couple hiccups, for sure. But dealing prior to that, two starts for Washington, 7 innings, 4 runs, 5Ks, 7 innings, 3 runs, 5Ks. It's called getting left out just a little too long there, boys. So Wheeler's been outstanding, though, overall this season. Probably one of the front runners for NL Cy Young right now. He's going up against the Nats team that in the month of August, striking out 21.4% of the time versus righties, hitting 255 with a 95 WRC+. So you can go Wheeler at 10K if you'd like, or you can save it a little bit. Go to Robbie Ray at 97. I like this one quite a bit. Robbie Ray's at home against the Baltimore Orioles. Ray's got a 2.5 home ERA this year, given that's three different ballparks he's been home at. But he's averaging 23 points per game pretty much no matter where he goes. His last two starts have been at home, 7 innings, 1 earned, 14 strikeouts against the White Sox, and then 8 innings, 1 earned, 11 strikeouts against Detroit. He has 8 or more Ks in 3 straight starts. He's allowed 2 earned runs or less in 6 straight starts. He has 20 or more DK points in 5 of 6. Ray's been absolutely outstanding this season. You get a Baltimore Orioles team hitting, striking out 24% of the time versus right-handed or left-handed pitching in the month of August, hitting 233 with an 89 WRC+. I will say, and we've talked about the Orioles time and time again on this show, That's why we like him for tournaments. They mash. They have a 205 ISO. So tons of power versus left-handed pitching, but also tons of strikeouts. As the ball ain't going deep, not the best offense versus left-handed pitching. I think Robbie Ray at 97 is my top-priced option on this slate. The last time Robbie Ray faced Baltimore, I don't even have here. It was a long earlier this season. So Robbie Ray, 97, my top-priced option on this slate. Luis Garcia, $9,200 at the Seattle Mariners, makes for a nice pivot at the position. A very up-and-down guy, 38.3, 59, 32.3. So we've seen massive upside with Garcia, also massive downside. Coming off 6 2/3 shutout innings of 7 Ks against Kansas City. But prior to that, starting against Kansas City, only 3 Ks. Ks are usually an issue, but they haven't been in the grand scheme of things. He has 5 or more Ks in 9 of his last 10 starts. He has 7 or more Ks in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 of his last 8 starts. So he's been very, very effective when it comes to that. He faced Seattle 4 2/3, 5 earned, 9 Ks for 14 threes. So tons of strikeouts. Had some issues as well, though. So if the strikeouts are there, we're good with Garcia. They've been there for the most part. And he's facing this Seattle team, striking out 25% of the time versus righties, a 225 average, 96 WRC plus. He makes for a nice tournament play at $9,200. Most will want to go to Ray or Wheeler or Burns. Garcia can kind of fly in underneath here at 9,200 against Seattle, a little late night action. Don't mind him at all in tournaments. Josiah Gray, $8,800 with most on Wheeler. Gray will get kind of overlooked in this one. Steady Eddie stuff here. He's gone 6 innings or 5 or more innings in 5 straight starts, 3 earned runs or less in all 5 starts. He's 2 earned runs or less in 4 or 5, and he has 6 or more Ks in 3 of his last 4. So he's been very, very effective of late. Gets a Philadelphia Phillies offense. He pitched 5 innings, 1 earned, only 2 Ks last inning when he faced him August 2nd, but he's been much better since then. Like, you've seen the confidence, the strikeouts getting better and better and better. And it's a Philadelphia team striking out 20% of the time in the month of August, hitting 238 with a 99 WRC plus. So great, 8,200. If you want to get a little freaky, you can. I mean, at 88, I'd still rather go to Luis Garcia or to the guy right below him. But Gray will come in low owned. So if you want to, I get it. I want Garcia or I want Herman Marquez at $8,500 at the Texas Rangers. And Marquez is coming off 2 of his last 3 starts have been quite rocky. At the Cubs, 3 innings, 5 earned, 3 Ks. At the Giants, 4 innings, 7 earned, 6 Ks. He's been great on the road this season, or great at home this season. Worse on the road, still good, but worse on the road. He has a 3.14 home ERA, a 5.31 road ERA. Still averaging over 15 DK points per start on the road, so that's pretty solid stuff. And it's a Texas Rangers offense that is heating up. We've been using them quite a bit. Andy Abanez day-to-day. That kind of sucks. DJ Peters is swinging it. Solak's heating up. Nathaniel Lowe, stuff like that. They still strike out 23% of the time versus righties, 234 average, 78 WRC plus. Marquez will be very popular on this slate. Very, very popular at $8,500. Probably for good reason. But he does come into play. I think Garcia is a good pivot off of him. Garcia is a great pivot from the top guys and from Marquez. Like, he's just sandwiched in the middle there, and he should be a very good pivot in that matchup. Don't mind Marquez at 85, though, if you want to go there. If you want to save some cash, Luis Patino is interesting at 72. Lefties do crush him, though. And the Red Sox could put out 5 or 6 lefties. So keep an eye on that lineup. If they put up a weird lineup with like 3 or 4 lefties, Patino becomes a little more intriguing. So that'll be one for the chat when we see what lineups come out. And you might get some Patino action because he's got massive strikeout stuff. And Boston doesn't strike out a ton, but it's an interesting contrarian play, to say the least. But for me, my contrarian play, and when I first did my quick like visual run through like I do at this thing, I was like, nah, I'm not going to do it. But time and time again, for you longtime listeners on this show, we see these guys making debuts. We see these cheap options. And we kind of think of the options like, hey, AJ Alexi making his MLB debut for the Texas Rangers. We saw Otto make his debut for the Rangers last week, pitched really well. We've seen other guys make their debuts and get destroyed. But Alexi's coming in at $4,700. He's pitched at AA and AAA this year. His last 3 starts have been at AAA, where he pitched a total of 14 2/3 innings, gave up 3 total runs, and struck out a total of 19 batters. His last 2 starts, 5 innings in each start, total of 5 runs or 5 hits, no runs, 12 strikeouts. He has 78 strikeouts this season in 65 innings pitched in 10 starts. He's made some bullpen work, but 76 strikeouts in 65 innings pitched. He's allowed a total of 12 runs in 65 innings pitched. He's given up less than a runner per inning in a 65 innings pitched. I know it's a big transition, AAA to the bigs. Totally get it. 100% agree with you there. But if he can go 4 to 5 innings, because I don't see him going past 5, that's part of the problem. But he's 4,700. Let's remember that, 4,700. If he can have the strikeout stuff, which he had in the minor leagues, this is where it gets intriguing. Because he's facing Colorado, who strikes out 21.3% of the time versus righties in the month of August. But Colorado on the road in the month of August, the Rockies are striking out 25% of the time, hitting .209 with a 60 WRC plus and a 103 ISO. The road Rockies. And they've been playing a little better of late. Yes, still the road Rockies. So I'm just going to say this right now. AJ Alexi at $4,700 will be big in my player pools, especially in tournaments, because you can pair him up with one of the big dogs up top and get all the bats you want. So I will be using some AJ Alexi, shooting for 12-plus points. Give me 12-plus DFS points, hopefully more. All comes down to the strikeouts with the kid, and they can be there against Colorado. So give me some AJ Alexi at $4,700. Recapping the pitching, the guys that are like up top, Wheeler, Ray, Garcia. Ray is my favorite by far. In the middle, you got Marquez you can go to, and Josiah Gray. I prefer Marquez. Patino's interesting based on the Red Sox lineup. And then AJ Alexi's our punt, folks. Giddy up. All right, let's talk about some bats on this slate. 9-game slate starting off the catcher's position here for you. If you aren't using Alexi, Elias Diaz is up to $4,900. I can't really stomach that. I'd rather go Will Smith at 46 versus Drew Smiley. Drew Smiley. Smith's been crushing it in 306 over his last 10 games, averaging 11 points per game. He's got double-digit points in 4 straight games. He's homered in 3 of his last 4. So Will Smith, really solid play at $4,600 there versus Drew Smiley. A little farther down, like Mike Zunino versus Pivetta, not a bad tournament play. I prefer Zunino versus lefties, obviously. Still not a bad play there versus Pivetta, who does give up the long ball, especially to right-handed bats. So keep that one in mind. If Alejandro Kirk gets to start, I tweeted it out on Saturday, he was hitting cleanup with the Ding Dong City. So that's an intriguing one. He's hitting .333 over his last 10 games. He's putting up some pretty solid production as well. He's $4,000 going up against AJ Ellis, making his debut for the Baltimore Orioles. And Ellis, unlike AJ Alexi, I looked into Ellis's, he put 4 home runs in his last start. He's given up like 14 home runs in his last like 7 or 8 starts. Like it's a rough go for him. So Toronto is in play, and a guy like Alejandro Kirk at 4K is very, very solid. Going below the 4K range, you could go to Max Stassi at $3,700 as Kluber's returning from the IL. He's going to open it, followed by our good old buddy Andrew Heaney. So a guy like Max Stassi at 37 is not too shabby as well. Kiber Ruiz is making his Washington debut. If you are fading Wheeler, which is always an option, it's a risky one, but always an option. Kiber Ruiz is a nice value catcher at $3,400. Some other options for you, though, as you get down to cheaper catchers on this slate. Below the 3K range, Martin Maldonado at 25 is a great value versus Flexen. I've been using him a ton just to punt with. He's been really, really solid. If Kirk doesn't start, Reese McGuire at 23 is a very good value, so keep him in mind as well. Other than that, you might get a guy here or there and just check your lineups. First base position, Nelly Cruz at 53 is interesting. First base only again. Again, if you're not using Alexi, CJ Cron at 52 is solid. He was mashing home runs in LA over the weekend. Could be a good look for you there. But we go out cheaper. We can go cheaper here. Brandon Belt could be back from the, he should be back from the bereavement list. He's 4,500. Jared Walsh is 43. I don't mind an Angel stack at all. I know it's going to be Kluber than a lefty Heaney. Don't care. Don't care at all. Josh Bell at 4K if you're fading Wheeler. Don't hate that. Anthony Rizzo versus a lefty at 37 because Quintana is bad, folks. Very, very bad. So the Yankees should be very, very popular on this slate. And one of those guys should be Anthony Rizzo at 37, except I'd rather have Luke Voit at 33. $400 cheaper, righty going against the lefty. Voit's been crushing it. So I like Voit in that situation there at 33 hundo. If you're fading Chris Paddock, which longtime listeners of the show know we do that, Pavin Smith, first base outfield, eligible at 3K. If you're fading Marquez, who's been struggling, like I said, Nathaniel Lowe's $2,900. Texas is one of those kind of sneakier stacks I don't hate. Like, I like Marquez a lot. On paper, he should dominate Texas. They've been swinging it well over the last week or so. Like, sneaky. So Nathaniel Lowe at 29 could be a nice little value play in that scenario. And other than that, Christian Walker's 25. He's hitting really well of late, going up there against Paddock. Not a whole heck of a lot else. Second base position, Trey Turner at 54. Definitely Marcus Semien at 53 if you want to go there. Mookie Betts is second base outfit eligible. He's back. He's leading off for LA. He's 5,200 versus Smiley. Really good look for you there. Our boy Brandon Lau versus Pivetta. Got to love that. Pivetta versus, you know, Lau versus a righty, 5K, GPP time, folks. If you're stacking Atlanta versus your righties, let's remember, You got Urias versus Smiley. The over-under is 9 in that game. The higher team total is going to be the Dodgers. Atlanta crushes baseballs too. And they hit lefties just fine. Ozzie Albies hits lefties very well. So if you want to be very contrarian, an Ozzie Albies and a Braves stack is very nice. Albies is 4,800. Josh Rojas is 42 if you're stacking against Paddock. Going down below the 4K range now. Abraham Toro's 36. He's quieted down a bit. A great value if you're fading Burns, even if you're not stacking Burns, you just like want a value play. Tommy La Stella is $3,000, and he is hitting insanely good right now. So La Stella at 3K is a nice value there. It's Burns. I get it. Very, very nice value. In that one, Nick Solak is hitting like 360 over the last 2 weeks. He's hitting 306 over his last 10 games. He's got double-digit points in three of his last four. He's got seven or more points in five straight games. He's 2,300 versus Marquez. Great value from Nick Solak. So that's another one. This is why Texas is interesting, folks. But Nick Solak at 23 is a very, very good value. He'll be in my Rotoballer premium article on Monday. I do the values Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Pretty sure Nick Solak will find his way into that article. Third base position, Rafael Devers. Like I said, lefties versus Patino. That's how you get to him. So Devers at 61 is quite intriguing. If you want to go Bregman versus Flexman, Flexman's been better at home. Houston's slowly getting going. They're about to go on a tear, I have a feeling. So get him while you can. Bregman at 5K is not too shabby. Austin Riley at 46 for fading Urias. Like that a lot. Same with Kyle Seager at 4K. Decent value for fading Garcia. Joey Wendell. Double dong Sunday from Mr. Joey Wendell. He's 36 for Nick Pivetta. Really good value if you are fading Pivetta, because most guys can be a little pricey, the ones we like in that range. So Joey Wendell, a nice little discount there as well. Gio Urshela is back. He's 3,300. In that scenario there, Jack Mayfield, probably not going there. Sorry, I'll give you some other angels. Not so much that one. But like usual, this third base position is a little more top heavy. There's not a ton down here. I'm like Carter Kieboom. I'm not going him against Wheeler. Yeah, not a ton down here. Pay up at third base. Shortstop, X-Man, 58. Trevor Story, 56, if you're going those routes. Bichette went deep on Sunday. That was good to see because they've been ice cold there. So 5,300 for Bichette is a good price. At the same time, 5K for Wander Franco, who just continually reaches base game after game. We're going like a month now of Wander Franco just getting on base and getting the job done. He's 5K. Great piece of a Tampa stack or even a cash game play. Like, great cash game play. Going below 5K, though, you could go Brendan Rodgers if you can, but Dansby Swanson's at 46. Brendan Crawford's at 45. Look at your stacks. See what you want to do there. Jake Cronenworth's only 41 versus Logan Gilbert. Gilbert's been okay, but lots of pitch to contact. So San Diego's been ice cold, but you could get some value here with a guy like Cronenworth at 4,100. Going down to the low 3K range, Nick Ahmed at 30K. He's been swinging well. I prefer him versus lefties. Like, he led off on Sunday, played great versus a lefty. Still, he started to like swing a pretty consistent bat of late. 3K is not a bad value with Nick Ahmed. Otherwise, not too much down here. Outfield, where there's a ton. You got Harper, who's on fire at 6,400. But I like Jordan a little more at 59. Save $500. Get Jordan versus Flexen. You can go there. Soto's a good tournament play at 58. He went deep on Sunday. But Jordan at 59, I like that one. Judge is up to 54. Not a bad play at all. Mentioned lefties versus Patino. Schwarber's crushing it, folks. He's on base time and time again. $5,300. Steep. It's steep when you get guys like Judge at 54 and Betts at 52, but that means no one rosters him. So it's good in that regard. Ketel Marte at 51, great piece of a D-back stack versus Paddock. I like that a lot. You got Teoscar at 47 for some value. Personally, I'd rather pay 46 for Giancarlo than 54 for Judge. Judge is great. They're like very similar players to me. You can save $800. Give me Giancarlo, who I think goes to Pound Town on Monday night. You got Meadows, who went deep on Sunday's 45 versus Pivetta. Connor Joe's up to 45. That's a shame. Remember when we played him for dirt cheap, folks? You're welcome. That's what Quick Hits does, guys. We get ahead of the train on these things. He's up to 45 now. Cheaper options, though. Raimel Tapia might be back for the D-backs. He's 43. Josh Rojas is 42. But Trent Grisham hits lefties great. Talked about Cronenworth at 41. Grisham is 41 as well. So keep him in mind. Chris Taylor for the Dodgers is down to 41. His value has come down. Rosarena at 41. Lourdes Gurriel at 41. Good value in this low 4K range for sure. I like Grisham. I like Taylor. Depends on where you're stacking. But Rosarena got on base, stole a bag on Sunday. So you got some good stuff there. Kyle Tucker's 4K. He's starting to get going. If you are fading Josiah Gray, Odubel Herrera went deep on Sunday. Swinging a very good bat, hitting at the top of the Phillies lineup. $3,900. He was a lot cheaper before. That price is coming up as well. Kutch is back. So keep an eye on him at 38. Yaz, if you're getting jiggy with it, at 39. Going down cheaper, though, Verdugo, another lefty versus Patino. Keep him in mind. He's very inconsistent, but keep him in mind. Jorge Soler at 37, great tournament play versus Urias. AJ Pollock at 36, who is raking right now. Keep him in mind at $3,600 versus Drew Smiley. That's a good, good value. Adam Duvall at 35, if you're not using Soler, kind of the same thoughts with Duvall. Will Myers down to 34, does like him some lefty. So Cronenworth, Grisham, Myers, not a bad little three-man cheap San Diego stack if you're looking that direction. Adelis Garcia starting to go, and he's 3,400. There's other guys cheaper for Texas I'd like, but you could keep him in mind. Joe Adele is 32. If you need it, you can go there. But going down below the 3K range, David Peralta at 28 is a really solid value versus Chris Paddock. Nice lefty there versus Paddock. He's hit Paddock well in his career, so he's not too shabby. A couple other guys down here. You're going to have a lot, actually. Brandon Marsh, $2,500, crushing it. Jake Myers, great value. I've been doing a lot of Maldonado Myers back-end stacks for the Astros. Very, very cheap. Very low owned compared to the big Astros pieces. So it's been nice to get some pieces of that love. Don't mind that with Myers and Maldonado. Going down 2,500 and below, if you're not using Wheeler again, Yadiel Hernandez is $2,400. We don't mind him at all to get a little different. Some other guys down here, though, because I know we're going to get them. DJ Peters of Texas had a monster Sunday game. He's $2,300, only if you're feeling frisky with Texas. He's been a part of my Texas taxi. It's like fourth or fifth in the lineup, so that's always good. And then other than that, there's not a ton that jumps out just yet. There will be, obviously, because that's what happens on these slates, but nothing right out the gate. Recapping your pitching real quick up top, you got Wheeler, Ray, Garcia for me. I got it Ray as my top option. Ray is my favorite. In the middle, you got Josiah Gray, Marquez. I love Marquez. I think he's a great play as well. Garcia is a really good tournament play in the middle of all that range. Patino's interesting if the lineup dictates right. And then AJ Alexi, 4,700. I am going to be taking the bait on that one. Looking at your stacks here, don't mind Toronto versus Ellis. I think it's a really good one. Plus, lots of Baltimore bullpen. Hopefully, this is what the Toronto needs to wake up. Bichette, Teoscar, some Lourdes. Get some, I can get some Kirk for cheap. Some Toronto exposure could be pretty nice, obviously. Colorado, Texas, I like both sides. I like the pitchers, but I get both sides. I like the Texas side to be a little more contrarian, especially for value like Solak, DJ Peters, Nathaniel Lowe, all under 3K. If Andy Abanez is back, love Andy Abanez, but he's day-to-day with a hamstring deal. So keep an eye on that as well. Texas is one of the contrarian stacks I kind of like at this point in time. Yankees, Angels, game stack. I love the Yankees versus Quintana. I think everyone's going to love the Yankees versus Quintana. I think they're going to be very, very popular versus Quintana. Stanton's my favorite play, followed by Luke Voit. Then you can go to Judge. You can go to see what their lineup dictates. You might get a cheap Velasquez or a Tyler Wade or something else. But love Stanton, love Voit tonight. Angel side of things, you know, Walsh, Marsh, Adele, Gosselin crushes lefties. It's an interesting stack, but I can definitely see it being a good one. San Diego, Arizona, no problem going with either side here. I mentioned the cheap stack of Cronenworth, Grisham, and Myers. Tatis is always in play. Machado is always in play. But you can get a little different, lower ownership potentially in that San Diego three-man cheap stack. Then I like some Arizona going up against Paddock coming off the IL here. Didn't even really make a rehab start, pretty much just pitching bullpens. So Peralta, Marte, Rojas, Walker, get some good values there with Arizona as well. And then like you got these three nightcaps. I could see the Giants being sneaky against Burns, also getting shut down. I like Atlanta to be contrarian versus Urias. I think the Dodgers will be a little popular for good reason. Like AJ Pollock is one of my favorite kind of cheaper Dodger plays. Don't mind Chris Taylor. Don't mind Betts, obviously. There's some good play. Will Smith's a great play. So Dodgers are a great stack. They're just cold right now. So beware, obviously, but it's very, very intriguing. I like Atlanta to be contrarian, though. Riley, Swanson, Soler, Albies, like there's a lot to like there in that stack. Then Houston versus Flexen, they're going to get going here sooner or later. So some late night hammers could be very, very fun. But that'll wrap it up, folks. Reminder, check me out on Twitter at BDEntric. Join us in the Fantasy Degen Slack chat if you have questions. Go check out PrizePicks, prizepicks.com. The app PrizePicks, they redid things, looks great. Use promo code Bubba, BUBBA, to get a first time deposit bonus up to $100 when you create your account at prizepicks.com. Also, go check out Rotoballer, guys, rotoballer.com. I do my written DFS content Monday through Friday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, the premium values article. During the football season, I got you a values cash game article. Lots of fun stuff there. And right now, their season pass for the NFL, 50% off, gets you DFS and season long. And if you use promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, get an extra 10% off of that good stuff. Give a rate and review on iTunes for the podcast, MLB DFS Quick Hits and Benched with Bubba. I'd appreciate that a ton. But for now, everybody, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, August 30th edition in the books. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.